They're mowing. Are they mowing? Your mowers. Check one, check two. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Monotone to try to blend in with the lawnmower noises. Nah. Okay. Here we go for real. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm walking under what is now actually canopy down here at the creek. Yes, yes, I've had to come down to the creek today. Didn't really know where else to go, because it's Saturday. Places will be full of people. And so the creek was decided upon. So we're going to do a quick golf ball check, and then we'll get into some other whatever. And I got to tell you, it's really green down here. And speaking of green, you know, I kind of slept okay. It must have been cool overnight, because I woke up all crispy as hell. And I also woke up with Green Day in my head, the song Basket Case. Which is kind of weird, but I'm not really complaining about it. I kind of like Green Day. I will admit that I like Green Day, although it took me sort of a while to grow into them. At first, I wasn't impressed. Well, at first, I was thinking, yeah, okay, well, this is pretty good and all, but they're a decade and a half or more too late, too bad. But then somehow they survived. I kept hearing more and more great stuff from them. I was like, all right, this will work. Green Day. All right, so I'm down here in the green part of the creek. It's a little early, but there's a lot of people golfing, a lot of people on the golf course. Maintenance guys are maintaining the golf course, a lot of people in the parking lot. I'm looking down into the creek bed. There's one or two white golf balls, and there's something over there in the water that we can't get to anyway. It looks like, I can't tell if it's a yellow or a green. And when I can't tell if it's a yellow or a green, that usually means it's a Kirkland yellow, of which I have no interest. None whatsoever. So, it's a bright and sunny day today, but it's cool. It's a lot cooler than it has been. It's 10 degrees. And I was sort of cold overnight. I also had a weird dream. I woke up at about 7:30 a.m. Then I went back to sleep. So I don't really remember what the dream was. I don't know. It was disjointed. It was one of those dreams that it doesn't go anywhere. All right, I'm looking around. I'm looking around for golf balls and mushrooms. I got the golf ball retriever with me, the reacher grabber stick. Because you never know. You never know when you might need it. So I'm walking upstream. Just looking around, it hasn't rained again, so it's not like we're looking for, ooh, what was that, hoppity hop, oh, just a squirrel, but I'm just sort of, I don't know, I'm just excited about mushrooms. It's going to be a good mushroom here. I can guarantee you we find corals this year. There's going to be an abundance of coral. And hopefully we can find some Harrisium, some bear tooth comb, and related, because those are always awesome. Maybe some stinkhorns. Haven't found any stinkhorns in a couple years. I mean, a few years ago, how many years has it been now? Like 5? 6? Remember, we couldn't go anywhere without finding stinkhorns. And that was pretty great. But the last couple of years, I mean, right? I mean, damn. Oh, and also, Caprinus caprinus, the shaggy manes. There's been a drought of shaggy manes for a couple years now. Because again, it was one of those things, we were finding those everywhere. Big, chunky mushrooms. And now it's a miracle if we found it. What, we found like one last year and it was like a big deal because we haven't seen them in forever. But I don't think today is going to be mushroom day just because it's been cold. There's like frost warnings overnight and stuff, so. Although, you know, for Caprinus likes cooler weather, but. But I do want to go down here. See if we can find any gopher burrows or mushrooms down here. The other end. Oh, this tree is creaky. Oh, and here's another kill zone. The hawk that likes to hang out in these trees in this area got himself another bird. There's just a pile of feathers under this tree. Okay, we've got golfers. Didn't even make a 50-yard hit. Or jeez. Okay, I can see gophers. You can probably hear them. Knock the ball down here, kid. Give me a free golf ball. Okay, we're down at the bottom here. What do we got? What do we got? We got nothing. We got a basketball. Here's a list of balls that I can see that aren't golf balls. Okay, we got one Christmas tree ornament. We have, well, that's just the bottom of a bottle. We have two ball pit balls, a basketball. Oh, and here's a golf ball. It's down at the other end of the, it's on the other side of the creek, but I don't want it. It's not even anything good. Oh, looking around. Jeez, there's not even anything. I have a feeling that I'm going to have to come back here tonight. Because we got lots of golfers golfing. Lots of learners. Lots of beginners. Lots of Tyrolean golfers. Ugh, there's a yellow on the other side that I have no interest in. Okay, let's walk up around in here. Check for dudes and stuff. The other trick is to look over on this bank here, because if they hit them wonky enough, they will hide. They will hide on this bank, but I'm not seeing anything. Oh, let's, once we get all the way up here, we can see across to the island. Can't really see anything. Are there golf balls over there? Probably. Are we going to be able to get to them? I don't know. There's no way to ford the creek right here. We might have to wait for the water level to go down a little bit and then come from the upstream side. Okay. And as I look around, there's no dudes. There's no mushrooms and there's no wildlife except for that one squirrel. And there's no golf balls. Well, there's a few golf balls, just none that I want. And speaking of wildlife, I haven't seen any owls down here since. I haven't seen any owl action. There has... Hold the phone. There's a golf ball hiding under this stick. It's a white golf ball. I almost turned away to ignore it because I can see the... Oh my God. Because I can... Oh my God. I can see the... I can see the Callaway logo, but oh my God, we've got something big here. And some jack monkey put three red dots on it. We've got a custom ball. We've got a Callaway full custom. And I don't even know what I'm looking at. Yeah, okay, it's a Callaway. It's full custom, and there's logos on it. It says Stone Creek, and it looks like a schoolhouse or something. And the logo is in, you know, the football spot pattern, the Telstar pattern. And the logo is black, but there are other logos on it, the same logo, just different color, that are gold. Wow. Okay, so we got a full custom Callaway. The thing, the damn balls that we're looking for the most. This is a first find. This is a mega super keeper. This is the ball. This is the ball of the beginning of the season so far. This will be the ball of the year if we don't find something even greater. Oh, wow. So yeah, it's got gold and black logos, but they're not two color logos. There are gold logos and there are black logos. And you know how on these balls, there's always a custom number. You can put any number you want. Well, I just realized something else. This ball is also special because it has the highest number. You know, the other ones, the other customs I found, what was the highest one? It's in the 1900s. No, this is a 2025. It says 2025 Callaway. And some joke monkey has put three little red magic marker dots on it. Because, you know, you have to be able to identify your golf ball. How many people in his party were playing with these very expensive custom Callaway golf balls? Right, why'd you have to mark it, you dingus? You didn't have to mark it. And I'm going to have to try to spend some time getting the ink off, but I don't care. Oh, wow, the first custom. The first custom golf ball of the year. And I walked by it the first time. But I got it now. So now I got to check that golf ball that is on the other side, laying on the edge of the water by the bank. Is that one of these? No. What about that one lying in that pile of twigs over there? Is that one of these? I don't think so. Wow. Boy, oh boy, we got the super custom already. It's a little bit muddy, but it's going in my pocket anyway. I don't care if my clothes get muddy. I gotta do laundry today or tomorrow anyway, so. Oh, wow. Super custom golf ball day. Yes! I'm glad we came down here now, because somebody else would have gotten this. And whoever I'm competing with, they've been coming down a lot lately. I've been noticing that, you know, white golf balls that I leave behind, I come by the next day, they're gone. There's been a couple times when I've been out in the morning doing dubious goals committee, have seen golf balls, and then went back at night. You know, like 6 hours later, hey, there's bubbles over there. And the golf balls are gone. Why are there bubbles? Hold on a second. Do we have a turtle down here? Is Mr. Snaps hiding under those sticks or something? No, no, he can't get under there. No, it's just some outgassing. All right. But while we're standing here, maybe we should go check the pile of logs. And all these logs and sticks have flowed down the creek thanks to the power of water. Ball in. Oh, I think I just saw it fall. Was it a pink or a red? What was that? And balls get stuck down here. Where'd that ball that just came in go? That ball that just came in was on the other side of the creek, and Yep, I can see it. It's an orange. Is it an orange with spots? Or is it just a plain old boring orange? I think it's just a plain old orange. Kind of want to run over there and get it. But we'd have to do some... We'd have to do some crazy log walking. Oh, and that's the one thing that is bad. Did another one just come in? Can we still get across the logs? Yeah, I guess there's still kind of a log bridge. I don't know. Maybe we should leave that orange ball there. And if we can't find anything else when we come back tonight, we'll go after that bad boy. Got plenty of oranges. There's a tennis ball down here, too. Okay. So, now what do? We could just sit here and wait for more people to drive their balls into the creek. But I should probably tell you that I did a weird synth thing last night. And it's not weird, like, weird musically. It's just weird... in the sense that I've never put this combination of gear together before. So last night I brought down, from Synth Zone 4, I brought down one of the other modular racks. One of the ones with those funny little sequencers in it, and I started doing, you know, like burst sequencer tricks. These are the sequencers that we learned recently that would do burst type things, and so, well, here, let's start it off with this cheesy crappy beat. We got a weird clap muffled. Let's crisp that up. Oh, I went the wrong way. Yeah. And we've got a good old 808 kick here. Now, I've got this set up so every once in a while we'll get a burst of, well, bass notes. And it's not a chord or anything. It's just a very fast arpeggio of four notes. It's the tonic, there it is, the flat second, and then the second, and then the flat, and then back. Here it comes again. Dun-dun. It's very fast. Because, well, it just is. It's a burst sequencer. And, it's much too low. And we don't have this tuned to anything, but... Let's, first of all, let's crank up how fast it is. Or, I mean, how often it goes. Let's tune this a bit. Let's calm that kick drum down a little bit, too. I'm trying to find a sweet spot here. That's all right. Brun. And let's back that down. Let's see if we can get it every two bars or every two times through. How does that sound? One, eight, four, two, three. Okay, there be two bars. And this is still this is all running parallel to all that other weird crap that we have going, so we could turn some of this up. I don't think this is in tune with itself. And we got more bass, which we now don't need. Boom, crump, boom. Let's crisp. Let's take this out. Doodaloon. We can stretch that out. I don't want it too ringy. Why, Tobe? What are you going to do with it? Not a damn thing. Let's take the decay up on the envelope a little bit. It gets a little snappy there, though, doesn't it? It does. That's cool. Let's mess with the filter. I've got this running through a filter, this voice. Just a hair. Okay, that's pretty good. Right, so now that we have this little bass burst, what the hell are we gonna do with it? I don't know, but we've got a whole other sequencer that we could use too. To possibly do something. Well, do something like what, though, Tobe? Well? These are all fantastic questions. We do have triggers. We do have stuff. Okay, fine. Let's grab some more input. Let's grab, or I guess output. Let's plug this into here. Let's stop this so that we can think. And let's take this other sequencer and take the CV out, and we're gonna plug it into green. We're gonna go green. Everything's gone green. And we're gonna take another cable, and we're gonna go out of the gate, and we're gonna plug it into the trigger of green here. And now we need to trigger the sequencer. Yes, yes. So we're gonna take, I guess what do we got? Let's take, we're not using any of this. So let's take the A channel out of the second triggery thing, and we're going to plug that into the XP in of the sequencer, and we're going to hit play on the sequencer, and it's going, it's very slow, and we didn't hear anything because, let's speed that up and try it again, we didn't hear anything because the thing is not turned up. Okay. Okay, we got some sounds, but it's all very slow. How do I make it go faster? This is not the faster way. Okay, let's do this instead. Let's get our triggers going. Dunk, dunk. Okay, let's do some gain staging because I can't hear anything. Okay. What the hell is that supposed to be? We got to speed that up. We got to do something to it. And then, okay, we got to speed the burst sequencer up, which is weird because you got to press the down button if you want it to go faster. Okay, and so, yeah, that's weird, whatever. Okay. Oh, there we go. That has potential. Let's see what that sounds like. Yeah. It's haywire. It's crazy, but that's fine. We gotta turn this back to where it normally is. And we can adjust this. Oh, wow, we can re-trigger it, too. We need to be... This needs to be considerably less frequent. And we can do that by changing the mode of the triggery thingy on channel 2. And I think we want this one. This is a good one, yes? I don't know, let's find out. Yeah, maybe. We should probably... How the hell are we gonna tune this? Okay, where's my green? We're on green, right? Okay, there is no good way to tune this. Maybe. I don't know. Pretty sure this is all clipping now. And what's the point of this? I don't know. Let's make this faster. Wow. How fast does it go? That's pretty damn fast. That sounds vaguely musical. Let's restart it. Let's restart it and wait for the thing to reset. Like that. Okay, go. Okay. Is that even timed at anything? 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2. It's behind. It, and I'm not even gonna worry about it. And why not? Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I do synth. Go! Yay, synthin'. Now we're synth.